Yeah, yeah, you got your counterpoise or ground light going on there. That's a vertical antenna then.
Yeah, Roger, it's a vertical, 22 feet. You can bring it up and down by turning different sections of the whip. I do that on a real windy day. I don't let it stay up in the wind in case it says it's so, you know, that rated for so much wind, but I'm still worried about it. I bring it down. But yeah, it is a vertical, and it's supposed to be a non-radial antenna. But I'm going to try, instead of putting radials on it somehow, I got to figure out how to do it. But I thought I'd try a Faraday sheet. I've seen it on YouTube. So far, so good. I'm going to get on a couple nets tonight, one on 80 meters, and see if I get back to them a little bit better. Back to you, Mike.
If it's close by, you're going to want to set up something for NVIS for 40 and 80. You'll have better luck with the relatively local guys. The vertical gets you good DX all the way around. But for NVIS, you need something horizontal and relatively closer to the ground.